She can hear us. She can smell us.
Good morning, Vietnam!
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Film and Everything Podcast.
All right. Okay, we're on. What's going on, guys? The Film and Everything Podcast. We got Carlos on today. So, very excited. We're going to talk about The Joker. This movie's been, I mean, probably one of the most anticipated movies of the year, right? I mean,
super hyped up movie.
This is a huge movie. A lot of issues behind it, like controversy, you know, all that stuff that's going on. But I don't even want to get into that today, because today, I really, the movie's out. You know, now we saw it. We have our thoughts on it. So now, you know, we can kind of really go deep into it. So, I mean, let's just get right into it. I mean, we'll start with you. What did you think of Joker, man? I mean, it's finally out.
Bro, awesome fucking movie, man. Mm-hmm. Super, super, super good movie, bro. It's like, it's not what I was expecting, but in a good way, if that makes any sense.
I know, right?
It's not the type of movie I was expecting, but, bro, I was not disappointed, dog.
Dude, yeah, like, good movie. When I left the theater, I was kind of worried for other people in the sense, because I know there was people, I was hearing people, you know, things on YouTube comments and stuff. They're like, I think they were expecting a Joker movie, but like the cliche Joker, you know, like action-packed. This is a Joker movie with no Batman. This is like an origin story.
Yeah.
And it's not, I think from what I've read up, it's not really following any comic books. Like there's influences and inspirations, but they did their own thing here, which I thought was interesting.
There is, because I've read a few Batman like graphic novels and stuff like that, and there's definitely inspiration from it, but like, bro, you could literally take out like certain elements of the movie and it'll be its own thing, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it doesn't have to be a DC movie, it doesn't have to be a comic book movie, it could be its own thing.
This is like Taxi Driver with Joker on it or something, you know what I mean? It could easily not be about the Joker, like comic book Joker.
Yeah.
You can take out the title, name it something else, and take out the DC credit.
Right.
And you wouldn't really notice, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's interesting. Like, I remember I was watching it halfway through, I was like, man, this is like the most like art house experimental film I've seen from a comic book. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
100%. It feels like an independent drama. I mean, that's what they said. They said it's a character study.
Yeah.
And you don't see that with comic book movies. You know what I mean? That's not a thing.
You see big CGI fights and shit like that, but you don't see like what we saw yesterday, which was like an in-depth fucking dive into madness.
Yeah. Literally what it was. It's really, man. Dude, at one point in the theater, and we're going to do like a non-spoiler section and then for a little bit, and then we're going to go deep we're gonna give our brief thoughts, non-spoiler, for in case someone hasn't seen it and they want to know what it is and stuff. Then we're gonna go into it, because man, this movie, there was a point in my theater, was your theater must have been packed, right?
Yeah, when you went to go see it? full house.
Yeah, did you see an IMAX or like standard? Dude, we saw this in IMAX at the AMC
in Pines, right?
Yeah,
I was beautiful. Gonna get tickets to that one, but it was sold out. I tried getting it like a couple days in advance and it was sold out.
Dude,
like, oh god,
beautiful. Like it fills up the whole IMAX screen. When you see that shot of like the train and you see like the city, you know what I'm talking about, when he's on the train,
right?
Dude, and it's full IMAX. It's so not like the wide. Awesome. It takes
the whole movie was kind
the
of
whole movie.
The whole movie's IMAX.
The whole movie was extended to that format for IMAX, dude.
I've seen movies in IMAX, but that would have been a good one to see in IMAX.
I mean, amazing. It was just like, every shot in this movie, I was just like, dude, I mean, this is a well-done movie. You know what I mean?
The guy
like,
that brought you The Hangover.
Yeah, Todd Phillips.
Yeah, man, Todd that guy, Phillips. Bro. Round of applause to him, man. That guy.
I was reading up. I was just reading up more stuff before, you know, we did the podcast today. There's a lot. They were very free to do whatever they wanted in this movie. You know, the studio, Warner Brothers, let them do their own thing creatively. They didn't, you know, pressure them into anything. And Todd Phillips and Joaquin Phoenix, I read up how they actually changed a lot of things while filming. And there's, you know, obviously without any spoilers, there's a portion when, you know, he puts the makeup on, right? That we see in the trailer. He's like, he filmed like the main Joker scenes, like towards like the middle end of the movie. He filmed that halfway into shooting. And at first he hated that because he wanted to, I guess, try to film chronologically.
Right.
And he said that actually helped him because after doing those scenes, he talked to the director, Todd Phillips, and they went back and they changed the way the character, like they completely, they did like huge changes supposedly to the way he was acting and like the way he dressed and certain little things. Like they changed the buildup to that moment. And he said that it helped him filming those scenes earlier because it gave him a different perspective onto, you know, because you know how films don't, they're not shot in order, you know? Right. So when they were filming, when they were going back to like the first act and filming all those scenes, he said that it gave him this perspective that, and they changed, they fundamentally changed a lot of like the character and like little things of how he was dressing. And they said it was for the better. Like they realized what they were doing. This movie was very free with that type of stuff. They were rewriting it as they were going.
I heard that Joaquin was a madman on set. He was a madman.
He would walk off a lot. Like, and it's not that he was like rude or anything. He was just so in it.
Right.
That
he wanted to capture it. You know what I mean?
He that when he would mess up, he would just like get pissed at himself and walk out. Yeah. He was really like.
And also his weight, his weight loss. He was losing weight dramatically. So they had to just like, yo, we got to do the scene and we got to make it right.
No, yeah, they only had one chance to film the movie. Like they couldn't do reshoots. So they had to just do it all at once. You know, they couldn't go back because I'm assuming because his health is not very healthy for him.
No, but you saw him, bro.
Since guy's ribs were coming out.
Joaquin Phoenix, he's got to be a little crazy. Yeah, I don't want to call him crazy, but he's got this wildness to him for sure.
You've seen interviews with him, right? You could tell.
He's very interesting, but he kind of trolls people. All these talk show guys, trolls them. Because I heard him yesterday, actually, on the Chris Hardwick. You know Chris Hardwick?
Yeah.
He does like Talking Dead.
Yeah, I know exactly.
He has a podcast and he had him on. He was actually really nice on that show. He was talking, saying jokes, and like answering questions. He was talking about what's like the most questions he would get during press. And he said it was always about his weight. He's like, yeah, you know, my fucking weight, I know. And so he was actually really nice. I feel like it's with the mainstream TV hosts that he kind of has something. You know what I mean? This guy's in Hollywood, so he knows.
Yeah.
He knows what it's like, but. I mean, he's got to be. There's a little. He went all out for this, man.
All out.
He balls to the walls, bro. He didn't like talk to anybody. He was like in his zone. He would talk to the director of Todd Phillips, and because I did want to bring this up, you know, like all this behind the scenes stuff before we get into the review, because like it shows how much work this guy put in. A lot of work. He was saying that he never wanted to go out anywhere, like while he was shooting. Like they usually had weekends off, like Saturday, Sunday. He wanted to just keep working. He was like working on the next week. And he was like thinking of what he wanted to do next and this and that. And then he really got into character. He was saying how when he talked to Todd Phillips about what's like the motivation for the character in this scene and all that, they kind of scratched that off. They're like, no, like they hated that idea of like thinking of what the Joker's, what his motivations are in that moment. Because the Joker is always, he acts on the spot.
Yeah.
He's a madman.
Spontaneous.
And that's what he was saying that. Yeah. And they both agreed on that. They're like, okay, we're not going to do that. He actually had a lot of improv in certain scenes. There's a scene relating with the gun that he's dancing. That scene he's dancing in the trailer without the shirt and his underwear.
Right.
Improv.
Yeah.
Like he said that it just
happened.
It came to him and he just did it. He's like, because that's how the Joker is. He's crazy. You don't know. So I love how they really put that into it. You know, they didn't overdo it where it kind of takes away and makes it too like structured. Like, you don't know what you're getting out of this character.
You don't, bro. Like, it's awesome. Don't. And that's something that you're watching the movie and you're like, where the fuck is this going? What is this guy? What the fuck? You know? And I love that, bro, because you're on your toes the whole time.
Well, what did you think, Josh, when you saw it?
I fucking love this movie, man. This movie was so good. Like, I was engaged from the start. You know when a movie starts, you already know it's going to be amazing.
Great opening. Like, the soundtrack. Opening
was... Oh, by the way, did you notice that was that comedian sitting in that chair? The one that we saw that video with Brandon Schaub? The time about that thing? That was that comedian.
Oh, he looked
familiar. I forgot his name, but I noticed that he was in the movie.
He looked familiar, yeah. No, but that's a great opening, though.
Dude, the opening was great, and it was just... brutal. It was just like
it was a great soundtrack too, man.
Dude, I love the soundtrack.
That's what got me. You know, yeah. Usually, the opening of a movie says a lot. You know what I mean? You kind of know it's weird. I don't know if this happens to you guys, but you know, just based off the opening of a movie, the first 5-10 minutes, you know whether it's going to be average, whether it's going to be great, or whether it's, you know, like where it's gonna be bad.
No, I definitely agree.
And there's certain movies that when I watch the opening, I'm like, oh fuck, this is gonna be one of those.
Like Arrival.
Arrival. I don't know if you've seen that one, but when that one opened, like the first 5-10 minutes, I was like, oh shit, this is gonna be one of those movies. And there's some movies that
The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the. Heat.
Yeah, I have to rewatch that one. It's been a while.
Natalie Portman.
Annihilation. Yeah, there's a lot of movies, but then there's some movies that you watch the openings. It's like a basic opening. You're like, oh, this is gonna be average.
Here we go.
That's exactly what I think. Like, all right, whatever. But dude, this one when it opened, and then like you know the camera pulls back because this movie's beautifully shot. I mean, Todd Phillips and the cinematographer Lawrence Lawrence Fishburne. Dude, this movie shot like beautifully. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. So good. Yeah, it's a
bro. Especially seeing IMAX too.
Yeah, man. And then like that opening scene, and when that title credit comes out, I mean, it's straight Taxi Driver. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, you get that
so
vibe.
So many references with Taxi Driver, from like the imaginary gun to like the way it was shot, even the font of like the credits and the title credit. Yeah. Taxi Driver, bro, and that's
it was awesome.
So
I haven't seen Taxi Driver in a minute, but when like you said, the font and stuff, like you know, it was very like
catch it right
you
away.
It was something.
The whole like nice. You know, it's so well done.
Exactly.
I love when they get you see the inspiration. You know what I mean? And it's like I don't know, movies like this, it gets me excited because man, like comic book films can be repetitive and generic.
For the fraction of the cost of a fucking Avengers movie.
Yeah, I mean, this movie costs...
For 55 mil?
I think something like that. 55 million? Something like that.
I was reading it. It's literally a fraction of what...
Yeah. And it took Todd Phillips a whole year to convince the studio to do this movie.
Yeah.
He wanted Joaquin Phoenix for the role. It took him some time to be convinced. And the studio, I guess they're like, all right, fuck it. Let's just see.
Go ahead.
It's, you know, low budget for them, you know?
Yeah,
it's a low risk, now. High reward. You know,
paying off now, they're making money.
It's projected to make a lot of money. It already made box office records for an October opening.
Yeah,
it passed Venom. Yeah,
yeah. For opening night. Yeah, it came out in a good time. There's no big.
Not much going on right now. Like, yeah.
So there really isn't much.
No, yeah.
Besides Rambo, which is fucking awesome.
No, man. I mean, this movie. One thing that people have to realize, and I'm hoping that people enjoy it. This movie's a slow burn.
Very slow burn.
This movie's a slow... You can't go in there expecting an action flick about Joker going crazy and killing people and blowing shit up. It's not that kind of movie.
It's not at all.
It's a character study about this guy and society. This movie has a lot to say.
Yeah.
There is a lot of statements in this movie. I was like... Dude, I just wanted to be like... You know what I mean? Like, yes.
You son of a bitch.
Because it's genius. You know what I mean?
It really is.
It's so good. And it's a movie you have to watch multiple times, for sure. I want to watch it again. Because I'm watching it, I'm catching little things. I'm like, oh, like, that's so good.
I see what you did there.
That's so good, yeah, you know?
I knew it wasn't going to be a fucking shoot 'em up, blow 'em up type movie. But, yeah.
You know when Joaquin Phoenix comes in? That's when you know, like, this guy's onto something.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Yeah. He's not stupid. He's not gonna, fucking accept any role. If he accepts a role, I feel like he knows what the fuck
he's doing.
He was offered Doctor Strange and the Hulk, and he said no.
The movie. The one, shit, I forgot her name. The girl that was in the movie, his neighbor.
Uh-huh.
A few months ago, before, like, they released, like, an image of the movie, someone commented, like, oh, like, I don't think this is gonna be, like, a very good movie, whatever. And she replied, oh, trust me, it was going to be, like, amazing.
And
because it's true, because, like, if the Phoenix is in the movie, this guy sees something in it that...
He's very picky, man. He turned down Doctor Strange. He turned down the Hulk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He didn't want to be under contract.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't want to be doing
that. No, man. But what were you going to say? You were going to jump into something right there.
What?
You were going to say something right before we talked about Doctor Strange and all. You're going into a point about the movie. I can't remember what it was.
The slow burn?
Yeah, we were talking about the slow burn. You had something about that.
Like I said, run, gun, fucking blow them up. I wasn't expecting that. I really wasn't. But I wasn't expecting that much of a slow burn. But it was a nice...
It was a nice slow burn.
It hit them. It wasn't a midsummer, bro. I don't like that movie. I don't like that
movie. And you know what it is, too? Because this does change the genre. You know what I mean? Like, for comic book movies.
Yeah, they're doing the DC Dark now, right?
The DC Birds of Prey is rated R. You saw the trailer for
Birds
that?
Birds of Prey is rated R?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, that's what I read up somewhere. That was
But it's part of the DCU.
Yeah, isn't it? And I think the Suicide Squad remake or whatever it is, that's going to be a rated R as well.
It's a reboot.
It's like a soft reboot. Yeah, because the first one was ass. So.
So I mean, this movie's going to change. I hope. That's why I was really hoping that nothing happened with like any shooting or anything. I didn't want studios to get scared of the controversy. You know what I mean? This movie, I'm sorry, but you know, the interview with Joaquin Phoenix I told you about with Chris Hardwick, he was talking about that. He was saying like this movie is not that simple. He said this movie is so complex to him personally, but he says that any way you see this movie is valid because there's so much to take out of it, you know? But he says it depends on the person that you are and what you take out of it, you know? And these people that are coming out of the theater, like these critics saying, this movie's condoning violence, it's going to cause the next shooter. And I'm like, dude, if that's what you got out of this, then you have a very small mindset, because there is a lot.
Yeah, man. It's a fucking, it opens you up. It opens your brain up, you know what I mean? It's like
so much. It makes you think. This is the first comic book movie that makes you, I was going to sleep last night, I kept thinking about that score. You know that bathroom scene?
I was listening to it.
You know what I mean? And I was thinking about that score and the movie. It's like, dude, that is a... There's a lot in this. There's a lot of statements and there's a lot of different points of view. It's not just this one thing like, oh, hey, the next shooter, here you go, man. I sympathize with you. It's so much deeper than that. And for this controversy to come out, it's ridiculous because it's not that at all. Like, this is... It shows you how complex it is, you know what I mean? And it's very, I feel like it's, to me, I caught a lot of relevance with today's society and how it's like how easily we can become that, like what happens there in this movie, you know what I mean? Yeah. Which we'll talk about in spoilers, but like we can easily, that could easily be us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
It's awesome, man. I mean, the score, there's something, the score is so beautiful. I don't know what it is. It's like haunting, but also
eerie. Beautiful.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's, like, it's haunting, but beautiful.
Yeah. It has like an eerie feeling to it, you know what I mean? Like,
it's
you
know so I mean? Like, good. Oh, and what was her name? She had like a really long name.
No, she has a weird name.
But she did the Chernobyl soundtrack for the show, the HBO show. Amazing.
I gotta watch that.
And it's just like, it's like that haunting, scary score. For Chernobyl, it's a different context, you know, because it's what happens there.
Right.
But you feel like she does so well with the context of the movie, you know what I mean? This Joker film, it's like eerie. It's like you're scared, but you're trying to sympathize.
Yeah, yeah.
And you feel that in the score.
It's a scary movie, man.
They're saying it's a psychological
thriller
or horror.
It's scary, bro. And not like a jump scare type scary, but it's like a scary like.
Makes you feel uncomfortable.
This movie made me shake, dog. Like, I told you. I told you. We'll talk about it when we get to the spoilers, but. When that part came, bro, I was, bro, my leg couldn't stop shaking, bro. I was like, oh my God.
It makes you feel so uncomfortable. You feel that discomfort.
Bro, there was times where I was like.
Don't do it. Like, dude, my theater, when people were like gasping. People were like, and then people just stay quiet. And people, I don't know, I can't explain it, but
I saw one guy like just lean forward, like he was laying back. He lowered his chair and like leaned forward. He was like engaged.
I felt it. I didn't even have to look around, but just from, I felt this energy, this vibe in the theater that people felt uncomfortable.
Yeah.
People felt that discomfort. I don't know how to explain it.
Man, did you have laughter in your theater?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like in the
comedy. There were some like little moments that were pretty funny.
Oh, well, I guess we'll talk about it when we get to the spoilers.
But were people laughing when they weren't supposed to laugh? Type of thing?
I don't blame them, but we'll talk about
We'll get into that.
Remind me to talk about that because...
No, yeah, I want to talk about the scene. I feel like it might be the same scene, but we'll get into it in spoilers for sure.
It's something that he does throughout the whole movie.
Okay.
His condition.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it in spoilers, Because, man... No joke, I don't know how to explain it, but it's weird how, like, that energy and the vibe, I felt...
People were actually quiet for once.
I felt the discomfort in the theater. I felt like somebody, like, people were like... You know when you, like, touch a very controversial subject or something? You know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, if you're in a classroom and that one kid says something really political and stupid and, like, he's trying to argue with someone else and you feel the vibe in the class, that tension, that everybody's like, oh, fuck. Like, who just touched that subject? That's what I felt like in this movie. Like, there's a certain point, I'll mention to you in spoilers, but I felt the tension. Everybody was like, what are we watching? You know what I mean?
I think I know what you're talking about.
That's what I felt. And without any words spoken, I just heard a... and people were just tense, and I was like, dude, this movie, and I felt like people are gonna hate this movie or something, you know what I mean?
People are not gonna like this.
Yeah, I was getting goosebumps during this, like, so in that bathroom scene. Mm-hmm. Dude, when that song came on and he was there doing his thing, dude, all my hairs went up. I was getting goosebumps.
His pecker, like, hairs, all the ass hairs, dude, all the hairs were up.
My ass hairs were shaking.
So well done. It's, dude, one of those movies that you're like, what? It's like disgusting how well done it is. You know what I mean? It's like, what the f-? Like, repulsive. So, okay, so really? Like, people could make movies like this still. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, man,
I'm fucking happy they made
it's
this.
So
shit.
Refreshing. It's,
because dude, it is refreshing. Dude, that's why I'm so happy.
We keep getting all these Marvel films, like the same crap. Like, that, like.
Yeah, bro, it's yeah. the same fucking
I have
shit.
Nothing against Marvel, but it's nice to see something refreshing.
To be honest with you, bro, I am not a fan of Marvel. I don't like Marvel.
I get
movies.
It. I get it.
I've seen them, a couple of them. I haven't seen
it
them all.
It gets draining. It gets.
But. I don't know, dog. It's just not my thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not my thing. And I've always said it, bro. I prefer, like, not only do I prefer DC heroes and villains and shit, I like them better. I mean, that's my, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, man. There's just something about Marvel movies. Don't get me wrong, bro. If you're into it, that's cool. Like, I don't like, trash talk it. Like, it is what it is. A lot
it's
of
not
like
your
that
thing.
Shit. It's just not my thing.
No.
Fucks with it.
DC seems to be in a good route right now. I'm really rooting for them. I'm
if
really
this is the first movie in the DC Dark,
bro. Joaquin Phoenix. Thank you, Bobo. I appreciate the love.
Yo, Joaquin.
I appreciate the love, man. He's like Puerto Rican, man. Right?
I'm assuming. I don't know anything about this guy.
What was I saying, bro?
How you love DC and
yeah,
not Marvel.
This is the first movie of DC Dark.
Bring it on.
They're on a good.
I'm hoping
they're on a good start.
This movie looks like it's projected to make a lot of money. We already know that. It's already broke a record now for opening night. I'm hoping this can set that. You know how rated R movies were like a thing that everybody's like, no, until like Deadpool came out and like Logan came out.
They're money makers, bro.
Was it Deadpool that came out or Logan first?
It was like Logan, then Deadpool. Or I think it was the other way around.
I think it was Deadpool first.
Deadpool,
right?
Then Logan. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know why studios are so hesitant.
Until
that one movie fucking blows up the
box
office.
So I'm hoping
office.
This is the other trend. You know, now people are like, you know what? Maybe we can start making these darker, more creative.
Right? Bro.
They make money.
Dude. Bro, look. Yeah. Superhero movies do have like a kid's fam, like, you know, a base, they're kids, but they also have a mature audience, bro. There's a shit ton of people that are adults that like this shit.
And I've heard the comics for Joker and Batman, I heard they go
dark, bro.
So why not take it that route? You know, do your other stuff, you know, like,
yeah.
You can do your PG-13 Batman and.
Yeah. Do your
that's
shit.
That's fine.
But there is a fan base out there, bro. And a big one, too.
Every once in a while, throw in there a rated R, you know?
So, yeah, toss in a rated R. You know, in the mix. Throw in the mixer.
That's why I'm happy that it's like a standalone, just origin story. This is it. Here you go. Boom. No sequel, anything.
Done. Yeah.
This movie can easily be an Oscar contender for a lot of things. And I hope that I hope they don't snub it because it's a comic book movie. You know what I mean? Because it really isn't. You could just change the title.
You could literally change the title.
And this would easily be another Taxi Driver and go for the Oscars and become this whole thing. And
change some names.
Yeah.
Change the title and it's its own fucking thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the Joker.
Yeah.
No, I think they're going to snub it because of the whole, the whole thing going on in the movie.
I don't know, man, because this movie, I saw
it. But critics are very, like.
Yeah, because that controversy, I was like, okay, first of all, nobody's seen this movie yet. How are you, except the critics. I know the critics, they started it, but then you had regular fan bases like, oh my God, yeah, this is gonna happen. Bro, but it's like, you haven't seen the movie yet.
Dude, it's these people that manifest the ideas, like the critics and shit. Like, why even bring it up, bro?
The fact that you, I said this on the podcast, the fact that you bring it up,
it starts
the thought.
It manifests the thought.
Yeah,
it literally. That's exactly what I mean. And now there's somebody manifesting, bro. Like, if you bring this shit up, when this is, has nothing to do with the fucking movie, bro.
There's gonna be a guy that's gonna be like, you know what?
It's gonna manifest, and someone's like, wait, okay, let's see.
I can be the one to do it.
I could be the one, and that's fucked up, bro. That's fucked up, and that just throws negativity at the movie for no fucking reason.
For no reason,
you have a fucking great movie. You know what I mean? And it's just, it's stupid.
Yeah, and it's a great. I mean, this movie. It's so well done, man. There's so much in it. I feel like we should just get into spoilers because it's hard to. Is there what else did we not mention? I mean, it is a slow burn. It's a character study. Don't expect a lot of action, but expect some tense.
intense,
like horror elements. I don't know, like, yeah, psychological horror. You know what I mean?
Creepy. Intensity.
You're gonna feel disturbed sometimes.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. You're gonna feel, you gotta look away from the screen. Sometimes.
Dude, there was a moment with Joaquin Phoenix in his eyes. Mm-hmm. I legitimately thought he was crazy, like in real life. You know what I'm talking about? There's a scene where he's talking to his boss and he's just smiling.
Yes.
Dude, I saw his eyes. I'm like, dude, this guy's fucking crazy. Like, this guy, is this guy really crazy or is he that good? You know what I mean? And that's just with the eyes.
Yeah.
Just with a smile. I don't know how he does it with the eyes. That,
dude,
I sold it. I was like, dude, this guy is crazy for real. Like, there's no way you could be that good.
He's rare talent.
That scene was...
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We'll get into spoilers. I know there's a lot to go into.
I
want to
dive into it, bro.
Yeah, so... Great score. It's a slow burn. I'm hoping so. Right now, it's like at 90% with the users. It's like it's doing really well.
Let me check that.
I feel like people underestimate audiences, including myself. I feel like the majority of people like stuff like this. It's like it's just a really loud minority that complain about it. If that makes sense.
All the bitches.
You know what I mean?
Let me see if it went down. Because last time I checked, it was at 70.
From with users?
The critics.
I checked.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm saying users. Like, just users? Regular fan base, yeah. Because right. Critics, yeah, it was like a 69 or something like that.
No, it's just not loading. Anyways, yeah, bro. It's, I just want to dive into this, bro.
Yeah, so, okay, so let's give it, like, out of 10. What would you give this?
9.75.
So, we'll round it up to a 10. Are you going to get the 10?
10 out of 10.
Yeah. I have to rewatch it because I'm giving this to me is like a 9, and I don't give it the 10 yet because I have to rewatch it to like kind of confirm the seal of approval. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
Because this is a movie that you have to rewatch.
You do.
You know,
I'm giving it like my initial fucking 10 out of 10, bro. That's a fucking.
I'm giving it a 9 because I want to like take. I want to give it some time to seep in. We just saw it last night because this movie sticks with you. Like,
yeah,
I saw it. I had to sit down for a bit. I was like. Oh my god! You know what I mean? Like,
oh god!
Yeah, like I was genuinely so excited. You know, like of how well done it was. You know what I mean? Like I was like, yes, like thank you. So there's still some good things out there. Yep. You know what I mean?
There's still quality shit.
I was like, Todd Phillips, you are the fucking man. You know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Bro, that guy's a fucking animal. Like, he's an animal.
Because his other movies have always been very light and like you know even his action like War Dogs and. He did, like, The Big Short, I think, or was that Adam McKay?
That was Adam McKay.
Adam McKay. Those two comedic directors mm-hmm. going, like, you know what I mean? But Todd Phillips, yeah, he did, like, Step Brothers, like, Old School, Hangover. Yeah, he did the Hangover film.
Yeah.
Did he do War Dogs? He did War Dogs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was, like, leaning towards that stuff. But this is, like, a whole different ballgame, man.
Yeah, man.
So I'm very...
Stepped out of his comfort zone, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's great good. Stuff. This is a 9. This is a 9 for me. It can easily be a 10, but I'm like relaxing my excitement, and I want to watch it again from, you know, just with a fresh mindset, and then
okay, I get you.
Yeah, you know, but it is a 9 for me for sure. A 9. What about you, Josh? You're stuck between the 9 or the 10.
I was gonna give it the 10, but you kind of like I was like, oh, I guess I'll give it a 9.
If you want, if you feel a 10, give it a 10.
I'm gonna give it a 10. Because the thing is,
Joaquin is listening right now. He's like, Bob, give it a 10.
Wait,
give it a 10. That's a scary man.
Imagine him as a dad.
Boy,
if
I was like his son, and I see him in that movie,
Daddy.
Dude, this fucking he is intense. So we got two tens. So you get 9.75. I'm rounding that up to a 10.
I have to give it a 10.
I didn't want to give it the complete 10, just so I don't sound like a doucher. It's a 10.
It's a 10. I had those IGN reviews 9.9.
Yeah, like fuck you.
So two tens. I'm gonna give it a 9, but it can easily be a 10. I'm just like letting it soak in a little bit longer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Once you give it the second.
I like doing that just to like
just to make sure.
But I mean, dude, it's just should I just give it the 10? Because now I'm thinking about it, the fact that I want to watch it again, the fact that it has so much into it, and this is a comic book movie, We're used to just being very one-dimensional, bad guy, good guy.
Yeah, save the world.
Save the world. Okay. You know, the bomb is going to go off, you know.
You have 30 seconds.
The bad guy's going to get all the stones.
I'm gonna stick with a 9, easily a 10. So it's like, I'm going to give it like that high 9 or something. You know what I mean? Like, but I want to rewatch it again.
I'm going to say 3 tens, bro. Yeah, 3 tens. Bro.
We'll just give it 3 tens.
We'll give it 3 tens.
This fucking camera does this all the time. There we go. Luckily, the setup is so good that it just comes back on.
There you go.
Yeah, so you know what, guys? We're straight tens here. Straight tens.
Straight tens across the board.
Across the board.
No fucking holding back.
Now, if you haven't seen the movie, get out, come back, because we're going to go into some spoilers.
Get the fuck out of here right now. It's going to get...
And you do not want to be spoiled. You want to watch this movie fresh. And that's one thing that the trailers did do.
That, you know, bro, that is true. The trailers.
Nothing.
You can watch the trailers a million times and fucking dissect them like these fucking idiots on YouTube.
Yeah,
this is gonna happen. Bullshit. Yeah. Fuck you. That's not gonna happen.
Yeah, trailers, they did a great job with the trailers. I didn't know what I was coming into with this movie. I was really happy about that. So we're going into spoilers now. Don't stick around if you haven't seen it. Go watch it and come back. We're at, 30 minutes in? Come back, hit the 30-minute mark, and join us, because spoilers are going to happen right now in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
He kills Robert De Niro.
He kills Robert De Niro.
Anyways.
Which, by the way, have you seen King of Comedy?
No, I haven't.
But you know the reference, right?
I got to watch it. Yeah. I know what the movie's about. I've been reading up on the movie a shit ton. And
the inspiration and stuff. Yeah.
Awesome. Robert De Niro's character is like a...
Who does great, too, man.
Late night show.
So, look, the scene that I was talking about, that this... I felt like the theater got really uncomfortable, was when he kills his friend with the scissors.
Really?
Yeah. Not the initial death. The initial death, people were like, oh, my God. Like, that was the gasps.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the silence after that, when he just sits there, and when he kept... And that wasn't just the scissors. It was the bashing the head in. That's when I felt the energy that people were like, oh my God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he could have easily just stabbed him in the neck, oh, like basic death, and let him die.
No, but he took out
rage. The
fact
that he bashed his head in multiple times, and then how he sat there, and the crying in the background from the little man. The silence in that theater, like, I felt the tension. People were like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, what just happened? And I felt like that was that breaking point or something, you know?
There was a shit ton of times in the
movie. I think it was the makeup, too, though.
Yeah, just the white face.
Yeah.
I, bro, there was plenty of times in the movie where I was watching it with a buddy of mine, and I look over, and I'm like, that's it, dude. That's the line right there.
People are going to go crazy.
Then another thing happens. I'm like, I guess this is the fucking final straw.
This movie, it doesn't hold... It's breaking a lot of those barriers. That's
dude,
like,
it's like... I go, no. After this? After what just happened right now? I can tell you. After... Fuck, what was like the first, like the third or fourth fucking really bad... Oh, when he figured out that his,
he kills his mom?
No. He figures out that his neighbor wasn't really in it.
Oh my God,
that was just on his head.
Yeah.
I thought after that, that's it, dude. I was like, oh my God.
This guy's
good. That's it, it's done.
He's off the deep end.
He's went right off the deep end. Oh, and when I was telling you about when people were laughing, since I really like read up into the movie, like before it came out and shit, and I've been reading up on it and shit, and then I saw that Joaquin Phoenix researched pathological laughter, right? And I went on YouTube, right? And I looked up videos of that shit, and it's horrible, dude. Imagine just laughing for no fucking reason.
It's scary. And like, it's kind of like painful or something.
Yeah, bro. And then like he starts laughing like that in the subway when he was fucking playing with the kid. And like off rip, or no, when he was in the therapist's office.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like that opening moment. Yeah.
And I knew what that was. That was a pathological laughter, and people were like laughing. I don't blame them, because you know they probably didn't know, but like I'm like, damn, that's like sad, bro. Like he has that condition, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of looked at it. I was like, oh fuck.
And that's what he said. That's what he wanted the laughter, and that's what I love about what he did with this character. He made it his own.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't try to be like a Heath Ledger. Him and Heath Ledger, it's two completely different Jokers, and I love that. I love the two different interpretations. That's awesome. You know what I mean? And yeah, I love how he added that element, like the pain when he's laughing, and it's like it added that an extra layer that I didn't think they could add. You know? And I know what scene you're talking about, that opening scene with the therapist, right?
Yeah.
I can see why it would be comedic for people because of the way it was shot.
No, that's what
it's I'm just saying. Him laughing hysterically, and then it just cuts to her being like, you know, so and it kind of says who she is, and I can see why. But then throughout the movie, it starts getting creepy, you know, like that. When he's walk, I love that shot when he's walking down the hallway, and the his coworker said a joke, and he starts,
and then he just stops.
And he just stops.
So yeah, good. Like different laughs, bro. Like that was his like forced that was so laugh. You know good. What I mean?
Yeah.
And bro, what else, dog? Like, when you were talking about like when the theater went like, and, like. Yeah. It was when he said the knock knock joke about the drunk driver killing the child or whatever.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, oh my god, Jesus Christ! I thought that whole everything leading up to that, bro. When he was like in his living room, like sitting down, and he goes, oh knock knock, and he took out a gun. And,
dude, like, yeah.
I'm like, bro, this nigga's he's gonna kill himself.
I felt so uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. I was like, bro, this guy's gonna kill himself, and then I'm just waiting for it, bro. I'm waiting for him to, like, you know, and then, like, you see it when he comes in, that he makes his entrance and shit, and he kisses the old lady.
He did good.
Yeah, bro.
And the little dancing that he would do when he did something, like, the scene that kind of disturbed me, too, the train scene when the cops are getting beat up.
And he just dances and walks away?
The fact of, I don't know, did you just see how dark that world is?
Bro.
Dude, they were, beating up those guys. And the fact that he was, the little dance that he does, he had the Joker physique, the elements, the little moments. Even the simplest scene of him bashing the trash and when he's kicking the trash.
Yeah, bro. Like, he had that lankiness that, like, you know, like.
The way he kicked the trash was, like, it felt spot on. You know what I mean? The lankiness, the way his posture and the, I don't know how that guy does it.
Yeah.
And you know, he tore a ligament doing that. That's why he sat down like that. You know, when he sat down, he was just kind of sitting there. He tore. He was getting a shooting pain. Because Todd Phillips was like, look, there's going to be a wide shot. We can put our stun guy in for you. And he's like, no. He said this on the interview with Chris Hardwick. It's a really good interview. And he was like, no. And he was saying, I can do this. I'll do it. You know, what do you mean you're going to put a stun guy for that? And he did it. He was kicking the trash and he tore a ligament. And he got like a shooting pain. That's why he was kicking and kicking. And he had to like sit. And that's why you kind of see him sitting like this. Because he was getting shooting pain.
Damn, that's crazy.
Great scene, though. At least they used it in the movie.
No, if you noticed, in the next shot, he was limping.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was, it was same day, but he was limping.
And it kind of added more.
It added more, yeah. You know? Another layer.
Yeah, because he was kind of, like, rubbing on his knee after that shot. Yeah. When after he kicked, he was rubbing that area.
So that he tore. Look, he was kicking that trash hard, though.
Man, he was going fucking at it.
That was such a simple shot, and he did it so well. You know what I mean? Like,
awesome.
I don't know, like we said, the lankiness and the this is the Joker.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. It's so weird.
Not your traditional Joker, but the Joker.
Yeah,
the fucking, you know.
So good, man.
It was, bro.
What did you think of the whole Bruce Wayne, Thomas Wayne?
That just added
that bloodline, like that little tease that we thought that it was that. I was like, oh my god,
half brother. What? It was interesting, bro. It was.
Did you think it was gonna happen? Like, did you think it was legit?
I thought it was legit. But then you start getting all the info. You know what I mean? You start... So first he goes to Wayne Manor. And that's when he confronts Alfred and Bruce. And then Alfred tells him... He starts laughing. So he's like, bro, what are you talking about? He's not your fucking father.
Yeah.
I thought that maybe... his dad was just, like, covering up, you know, a fucking affair he had or whatever the fuck. And then... Then you start getting the facts. Then he goes to Arkham. Then he takes the fucking file. Then you see his mom was a fucking delusional paranoid and whatever.
Yeah,
the fuck.
I was like, oh shit.
So.
And I love how did you think that, like, it was going to be a thing? I thought, I kind of believed that at first. I was like, oh shit. I thought fans were going to be upset by that if they actually went through with it. Because I don't know if that's a thing in the comics. Like,
no.
So I was like, oh my god, like, they're going.
Not that I've heard of.
Because I read up that how they're not following the comics. So I was like, oh shit, are they kind of like trying to fuck with fans here and like put this all? So I was like, oh my god. And then it was just like a little tease, you know? But I actually believed it. Did you believe it?
I thought I was going to go that route.
I was like, oh shit. But then it's like, no, the mom was crazy and she abused him or let him get abused. I think that's why he got his illness, right? Because that's from mental illness, I think, from brain damage.
Yeah, it said on the card from mental, like, trauma. Like, he got hit
hard. And he got hit a lot when he was a kid. And then he got... So, like, I can see why he snapped. Like, I'm like this because of you letting me get abused
when I was
a kid. I love
that part, man. When he just kills his mom.
Dude, that was...
Like I'm nothing. He's like, oh, okay, and then...
Yeah, I didn't.
That's what he snapped.
And what I like too about that scene is like it just stays there for like until she dies. Like it just you wait.
This movie doesn't hold back.
No,
it doesn't cut away. It lets you just feel it.
at all, dude.
It's very disturbing.
Yeah.
It's very disturbing, but in, like, the best way. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what you want.
Or, like, when he kills the three guys in the subway station.
Yeah, but, you know, they kind of deserved it. Yeah.
Bro, this
it was well done, that scene.
Bro, like, what I got from this movie, bro, this dude became a symbol. You know what I mean? This guy became an icon.
He's gonna start running.
You should have showed up with the makeup mask.
You showed up with the makeup.
Guys, I'm starting a riot.
he accidentally became a fucking symbol, dude. He accidentally became a fucking icon to, like, the poor people in Gotham. He didn't know he was gonna what he was doing.
And the movie, it kind of throws, like, I don't want to say a throw, but it kind of like with the talk show host, how he made fun of him, but then, like, how, like, what it led to.
It shows how easily a society can destroy, like,
yeah,
churn a person mad, you know what I mean? But then it also goes, like, I'm curious to see how we each took out of it, you know? So for me, it layers of it, I saw how easily society can make a person go crazy, and how easily the average person can be convinced to follow anyone, you know what I mean? Or what, cause, you know, in certain circumstances, you know, because, like, he's crazy, yeah, but then what I got of it, he went crazy, he had a mental condition, he went crazy, mm-hmm. Society made him go crazy, but then just how, and I feel like what happens in, you know, with the society, like, all these group of people following him, I kind of took out of it, like, it shows how easily anybody can be crazy, you know what I mean, how anybody can snap from, like, that world that they live in, and how they are following this guy. Like, he became, like what you said, a symbol. And it shows just how easily the people can be, like, convinced by anything or...
anybody.
And we can easily... I can go crazy right now, and, you know... Exactly. Anybody can be crazy if the society is that...
Yeah.
It pushes you to that limit, and how easily convinced anybody can be.
Okay.
You know?
I'll tell you what I took from this.
But I...
I don't think he was a bad guy, bro. I felt like I feel bad for the guy. Like, I really did, bro. Like, I don't think he was a bad person. I think he honestly meant, like, good. And then, yeah, society treated him like shit, and he fucking snapped, killed those three people. Once he killed those three people, that shit fucking turned into a shit bonfire.
Bathroom scene, perfect.
Yep, bathroom scene was fucking perfect. And then, what happens afterwards is that everybody starts rioting and shit, the whole clown movement or whatever. And then that fuels him, bro, because, like, he's been ignored. You know what I mean? He's getting this attention now. Like, even though it's not directly towards him, he knows, like, okay, that's me. You know, everybody's fucking going bananas because it's me. And then, yeah, bro, that's sort of like... And then the whole thing with society that you said, like, how people just blindly, like...
Follow anyone,
whatever the fuck. Yeah. But I don't think he was a bad person, bro. Like, I don't think he was, like, a bad dude. You know what I mean? Like,
I think he
took care of his mom. Like, yeah, he was fucking mentally.
Yeah, you fucked. Like sympathize with him until you just can't anymore. You like, it's to that point where you don't want him to do that. Like, don't snap. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
don't snap.
And but relax. He does.
Take your meds.
Yeah, but he just does.
He does. Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot, man. There's a lot. Like what you were saying, Josh, about the talk show host. It's a perfect example of how when Robert De Niro's character made fun of him on national television about his stand-up gig, and then when he invites him on the show, which is kind of, it is like a dick move, it's like you're gonna just make fun of him some more, but then when he does go on and he's like, oh, can you call me Joker, introduce me as Joker, because that's what you called me when you made fun of me on the gig, he's like, oh, I said that. And it's, you know, it's such a small little thing, but it's like this guy with such huge influence, you know, he has a lot of fans and stuff, he made fun of someone, he doesn't even remember it, like, to him it's not a big deal, but this guy who's slowly snapping,
that to him
was a huge deal. So it shows just how significant your actions can be without even you realizing,
because
it.
He was a huge fan of the show, always watched it,
and watched then, it with his mom and shit.
Yeah, and then he just makes fun of him,
and that to him was nothing, he doesn't even remember.
You saw where he dreamed that scene where Robert De Niro hugs him.
That was cool. Yeah,
that was cool. But yeah, bro, he looked up to the guy, he wanted to be in his shoes, he wanted to fucking do what he did. And then the guy just rips him on TV.
And I feel like it's really? Like a little commentary on that, right? Like media and entertainment, how people get making fun of on TV. And for the person doing the making, you know, the work on television, that to them is like, oh, I don't even remember that. But the person you're making fun of, that's so significant to them that sticks with them forever. But, like, for you as a TV host, it's nothing. So it kind of shows that dynamic of, like, you know, how significant your actions can be, even if you don't even realize it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I could be a huge TV host, and I make fun of you on TV, and that's what I do every day. I make fun of people all day on TV. But for me, I forget about it. Right. But for you, that sticks with you for years, and you get, like, this burning desire that you need to get revenge, and I don't even know. And that's, like, kind of like what happened here, you know?
That's exactly what happened.
What about you, Josh? Like, what else? Did you get anything out, like, else out of it or around those same lines?
Well, that, the whole talk show host, and the fact that also, like, how he just wanted just people to be nice, but, like, how everyone was just always mean, cruel, and that every time he tried to be nice to a person, they always, like, just be mean to him. Like with a little kid, he was just messing with a little kid, making funny faces. But the mom just yelled at him. And then she reads the card, but, like, when she read the card, she kind of didn't really care. Yeah. That he had that mental illness.
It's like being misunderstood or something, too.
Yeah.
Because it's true. At first, you're like, why are you treating him? He's just doing his thing, you know?
Yeah, like with his coworker, like, he, you know, he planted a gun on him for what? Like, he didn't do anything to you. Like, he was just, you know? Yeah. He's there, like, he loved his job.
Yeah.
And then this guy got him fired for no reason because he didn't like being around him. So, like it was a way of just that. Yeah. And it's just how people are.
He kind of snaps and he says that too, right? Like, with Thomas Wayne, that scene in the bathroom, like, why is everybody so goddamn mean? And it's a great scene, you know?
Yeah, like, because it's true. He's just trying to.
He gets treated like dirt.
And, he throws that, like. I don't want to say it, but, like...
And what he does with the dark humor, too, yeah. When he's on the Murray Show. Like, that whole scene where he goes on that rant before doing what he does, like, that's, like, just yelling out every controversial issue going on right now or mm-hmm. something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
About humor and this, and he's like, oh, but it's okay if, you know, if... Nobody wouldn't care about me, but if
you saw me dead on the sidewalk, you walk right over.
Uh-huh.
Me, but, you know.
It was like a lot. It was a lot in that scene, and it's like, and it was so well done.
That scene was intense, bro.
Yeah, and I feel like he was gonna kill himself, but then he realized
he wants to kill him.
Yeah,
you know? I thought he was gonna off himself too. I thought this motherfucker.
No, I feel like that's what he had.
No, because I think I what I got from that scene was that he was gonna kill himself, but then how this guy started making fun of him. Started saying all those things to him.
He just got so angry.
He was like, you know what? Like, fuck this guy. Like this guy is, like, an idiot.
That's a good point. Like, I honestly thought he was going to kill himself, but...
Yeah, but I forgot, like...
I didn't really even think about it, that Murray guy was just ripping him.
Yeah, because he said it,
you invited me to keep going
with that same joke. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to kill you, motherfucker.
It's crazy, man.
And then there's a lot more to it, too. Like, I got, like, a lot more things.
There's a lot. That's why I want to rewatch it, you know? Because,
like, he kind of throws at today's, like, you know, people on Twitter and, like...
It's just very relevant, yeah.
Relevant.
That, you could easily implement it with social media. How many people do you get on social media, you know, insulting someone just because they think it's funny? But for that person who's taking the insults, that sticks with them. And it eventually drives, you know, it's just with anything, you know?
Yeah, people snap. Like, you just lose it.
So it's, I don't know, man. This movie is definitely, it's a commentary on what's going on. It's great. I mean, I love what he did with adding that origin story of Bruce Wayne in there, too.
Yeah, that was interesting, bro. He threw that in there and
spot on with the necklace.
Yeah, but that ending scene when he was sitting in that chair. Like, he was, like, laughing.
Yeah, man.
But in his mind, he was just thinking about Bruce Wayne without having his parents.
Yeah. Like, I was like, whoa. That's like a little tease or something.
Yeah, like I wonder what that means.
You wouldn't get it. You know, that's what he said, right?
I was just thinking of a joke, and he's like, oh, what is it? You wouldn't get it. That was awesome. Yeah. But I wonder, like, what was he thinking there?
Yeah, what was he thinking?
Something with Bruce Wayne, because he remembered, like, the necklace breaking. And
yeah, because
he wasn't there for that, though.
He didn't see it.
Yeah, but after he says that, it cuts to Bruce Wayne without having parents. He's just staying there alone. So I was like
maybe he was just thinking back on what he did.
He could have found out.
On the news.
That would have came out on the news or some shit. Yeah, oh, Thomas Wayne killed.
That's true.
And I love the fact that he caused it. And I love the fact that when he walks.
That could easily set up a Batman story.
Yeah, because
this is like in the '70s, right?
Right.
So well, it Robert Pattinson, if the, let's say if there was some way, but they couldn't.
They said it. Todd Phillips says there's no way Robert Pattinson's Batman and my Joker.
He would be like 40 or 50 years old. This yeah. Batman, it would have to be Ben Affleck again.
Batfleck.
He's like, I'm back, guys. You got me back?
No, no, because Ben Affleck, his Batman. That doesn't,
he was older. He was older. Yeah, because Robert Pattinson, I want to work. But that's interesting that they put that origin story in there. I think it was just a little final touch.
Yeah.
Like the Joker created Batman or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. And then yeah. The guy that shot Thomas and Martha Wayne was wearing a clown mask. So uh-huh. It's like
the Joker started this or something. It would be an awesome thing if it was somehow connected, you know?
And,
that would
be amazing, but it's not. I love the callback to the Heath Ledger Joker when he's in the cop car. And the shot, they did it like kind of the same way of the Dark Knight.
Yeah,
like,
similar to the Dark Knight when he was like against the window.
Yeah, he's like against the window, like...
Yeah. I get you.
With the blood.
And the like blood.
It's fucking crazy, man. Yeah, man. Anything else? What else? Did we miss anything else? Yeah, I love how the origin for Bruce Wayne, how that was awesome.
Yeah,
and, it would be cool to see what happens from there. Yeah,
for it to evolve.
Yeah, because he's that's what is, you know, the Joker is Batman's creation almost. You know what I mean? Like, you did this. I don't know.
The Batman is Joker's creation?
No, in this movie, in the sense of like the Joker started this, and it's why Bruce Wayne's parents died. I don't know. I thought that was an interesting take.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a thing that happens in the comics or...
No.
No, in the comics, it's a thug, right? Like a normal thug.
But here, yeah, it's like...
Joe Chill.
Yeah, it's like Joe a normal Chill. Like thug. They just kill his parents.
But here, it's like the Joker causing this.
The only thing that's similar where the Joker's actually involved in the death is with Tim Burton's Batman.
Oh, okay.
Where Jack Nicholson
kills
his mom and his dad.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that is pretty similar. Yeah.
So, but not even, because the Joker really doesn't even do it. The Joker manifests it; causes it, but he doesn't actually do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like in all the other comic books and shit, it's usually the same fucking gets thrown into a thing of acid or not acid, chemicals and
yeah.
Well, this one's now here
they throw him in society.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Great stuff, man. I mean, great stuff. Anything else? Are we missing anything else in spoilers?
Shit, I was gonna say something. I forgot.
Nice.
Bathroom scene was great.
I forgot.
Great bathroom scene. That's the subway scene when he kills the three guys. I thought that was amazingly done.
Kind of looking for it though. I mean,
but it was shot amazing.
Another thing I was thinking, bro, like this guy shoots two of them. Shoots one in the leg.
Yeah.
The guy runs away and he fucking guns him down. You know what I mean?
That was a great scene. I love that shot. Him just walking like.
Yeah, you know. He was fucking shooting him like three times until he fucking unloads his revolver. That was anger, bro. He was just angry at that point.
It was like him actually winning this time.
Yeah,
or
he got beaten up by those kids. He got fucking fired. All this shit's happening.
It's like him pushing back or something.
It's him like. Yeah, well, fuck with me. All right, let's go.
And that scene when he kills his friend with the knife, or whatever.
The scissors,
dude. Yeah. That was funny because like because the guy because the friend
that
guy
was, that shit was funny as fuck
because he was scared.
Like, I felt sick for laughing. I was like, God damn, this is like such a messed up moment. And then we're here laughing at the little guy. Like he's like, you can go.
Because it's funny because like you turn around, he's like, Arthur.
I can't reach.
I can't reach. He's like, oh, sorry, bud. And then like he opens like that felt very like Joker.
Yeah, because I mean, messes with him.
He's gonna go and kill him.
That was great.
That was funny.
That scene made me like, oh my god, he's gonna fucking kill him.
Yeah, but he was always nice to him.
He was always nice to him. Yeah,
and that's what he always wanted. But everyone's such a prick to him. So.
Yeah, he's like, you were the only one that was nice to me. And then he gave him a little kiss on the head. Dude, yeah. That was
because so you imagine like your friend is dead, and then the guy's sitting with white makeup, full blood.
Dude, that's scary, man.
And he just looks at him.
Or when he's like this, and he looks up like that. You know
that
what
was
I mean?
So good.
That was. He looked
his body, everything.
Yeah,
like, he looked done. Like he just looked fed up.
Yeah, at that point he was like, "That's it."
And the guy was being a douche too. He was acting like he cared, but he was just going to make sure he didn't say anything about him. And
that was a scumbag.
Yeah. So good.
And of course, the best scene was when he's dancing on the stairwell. He has a little, he has those dance moves.
The Puerto Rican came out of him there.
No, the part when he's in the bathroom and his underwear dancing. I was laughing because like, he just looked done at that point. He lost his shit.
Yeah, bro. It's like he became a different person when he put that makeup on. Like, he got that confidence boost. You know what I mean? It's like,
okay. Yeah, I noticed because in the beginning of the movie, when he's going up those steps, he's like,
yeah,
he's hunched over, like, ugh. But then when you see him with the makeup on, he's dancing his way down. He's like, yes. So good, man. I got to rewatch this one, like, soon. Yeah,
same, bro.
Anything else before we wrap this up? We always hit an hour on our reviews. We're about to hit an hour.
Yeah?
Anything else before we wrap it up? Did we miss anything? Any final thoughts?
Watch it.
I really hope he wins an Oscar. I really hope.
Hopefully.
But yeah, I have a feeling they're going to snub it just because how the critics are and stuff.
I think the best performances I've seen this year is probably this.
Leonardo
DiCaprio on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Because he did really good as Rick Dalton, man. That guy looked like a drained actor. Like,
yeah.
Like, goddamn fucking hippies.
Yeah. Those are my top two right now that I'm like.
And supposedly the Unbroken or
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler. He might be nominated too.
Movie.
Yeah.
Looks crazy.
Yeah. Adam Sandler, man. He's.
But I don't know, man. I just feel like Joaquin, though. Like, he really.
Yeah, yeah. I'm between Phoenix and Leo. Like, one of them got to win. Yeah. I think it's going to be Phoenix. It should be.
Dude, but because
if he gets snubbed or something, then
you because dude, it's every scene.
Can we write with clown masks?
No, but like every scene.
Give him the
scene,
Oscar. You imagine?
Give him the Oscar.
Yeah, man. Yeah, with Phoenix like dancing in the middle.
Just doing
the little dance.
Yeah. Dude, that was choreographed. Yeah. Like the bathroom scene, he said that was like that's
because it has to be perfect. Has to be like
the footsteps, the shot, every. When we saw the trailer. I saw the trailer. I was like, oh, you know when you hope the movie is just like the trailer? Like, you feel the same way that you do from watching the trailer?
Yeah, that's.
And it's never that way at all. Like, the movie's always different. This, I was like, this is how I felt watching the trailer. And this is what I got. Which that's awesome. Really happy
and
about
the ending
that.
Is amazing, too. Yeah. Like, when he walks out, and like all you see is, like, the blood on his footsteps.
Yeah.
What'd you think about that?
I don't know. I was trying to. That's something for that. Did you notice when Thomas Wayne and the wife died, the two rats in the back? Like, crossing the shot. There's two rats behind Bruce Wayne, like, running across. I don't know. I remember my professor, my screenwriting professor and my film professor, like, everything you see on the screen is for a reason. That's money that they're putting into the movie. It's there for something. And I don't know. When they died and they're on the ground. So I look at movies like that now. Like, that's not just there by coincidence.
That's actually an eye-opener.
But I guess...
The two rats. Like, the Bruce Wayne, the two dead parents here, and you see the two rats running behind them across the shot.
Because I guess the...
It's like they killed the two rats or something. You know what I mean? Like, is that like a little symbolism thing of like... Because that happens with the Departed.
Yeah.
When Matt Damon dies.
They spend like how much thousands of dollars on that rat?
and then you see the rat. It's literally like the rat.
The rat gets fucking killed.
So it's interesting. I thought
guess,
about that. Maybe it's like a little thing like they were rats or something.
Yeah,
they were like...
I guess the way what they did to like Joker, like what... To Arthur,
I don't know.
Like Lil Wayne said, dude, all rats gotta die. Oh, Master Splinter.
There you go. Maybe it's a little Lil Wayne reference. We don't know.
It's a Lil Wayne. Yeah. He's on the soundtrack.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Joker's soundtrack.
I really wish
like,
it was
like,
making.
The lighter.
I really wish it was like,
credits
making,
roll.
Like a deep dive like making of this movie. Like I would love
I
to
wish.
See that. Just like behind the scenes stuff.
I love those raw behind the scenes footage of like films. You know what I mean? I saw someone like Stanley Kubrick and all that.
That
and it's just,
good.
You see him arguing with the actress, like, what are you doing? You know, and it's like, that's
slapping
what
slapping her.
You want to see the real thing. He's like, kick her ass. He's like, everyone's like, oh my,
the whole crew.
Yeah. Hey, Mikey, you want to jump in on this?
It's like, yeah, sure.
It's like the grip guy. He's like, yeah.
Like you're hitting him with a microphone.
Yeah. The boom mic. All right, let's go. Another take.
Another take.
Oh,
God
my God.
Damn it.
But no, I want to see, like, you know, and for this movie, especially, how did they work on set and stuff? And
you saw a clip where he fucking cursed at the guy behind the scenes, right?
Yeah, supposedly that's not real. Like, it was for the skit of the Jimmy Kimmel. That's the one you're talking about, right? The outtake?
But when did they film that?
But maybe that was real, but they used it as a skit for the Jimmy Kimmel.
No, yeah, because he was really skinny in that,
yeah.
In that skit, whatever that was, a clip. Like...
Yeah, the camera was probably still rolling. I probably.
I wouldn't doubt it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, just don't talk when he's trying to do his lines.
Yeah,
I mean,
imagine you're trying
Christian
to, like...
Christian Bale in Terminator.
Imagine you're trying to work and you hear whispers. That's what it was.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah, literally. So
you remember the Christian Bale one, right?
Yeah, oh my god, you amateur. You
fucking yeah, yeah, amateur. But that was like after the Heath Ledger
death. Yeah, he was like...
So he was already yeah, like... Yeah, he was on it. So
you and it was that intense scene where we're all
dead!
Yeah. And you have a guy with the light. He messed up something with the light or something.
One fucking job!
Yeah.
Like, I want to fuck you in the ass right here, right now.
No, Christian, please.
And then at one point you hear him, you motherfucker, and he just goes
yeah,
out.
Yeah, he's going to get him. Christian, don't do it. I want him. I want him.
Get him in. I want that fucking wanker. Give me a coward.
Those are the best moments when, like, you know, they snap and they're like, no, I'm just going to kick your ass now. Like, they don't even say anything. They're just like,
man, like, that must be like,
you hear like the grunts. I'm going to get him.
Oh, fuck.
And the microphone just,
Christian, let him go. Let him go.
It's funny as that. He goes, you motherfucker.
Yeah. I guess he said something. Like, he's like,
oh, he's so God. Pissed he couldn't even finish it.
Yeah, he's like, that's, I'm just gonna get him. It's, Jesus, man. But I'm curious what, yeah, like, what the red footprints mean when he was walking away.
But I thought he was
maybe, like, older. The blood trail that he left behind or something, and he's like, well, I don't know.
I don't think it was a fantasy because he had that worker chasing him. You know, if it was a fantasy, think about it. He would have just walked.
Yeah.
He would have turned the corner and just walked.
Like, that's well, it. Yeah, it would have ended. What was the point of having him, like, with the feet and, like, blood under it?
He
like,
killed
does
the he lady. Kill the lady? Oh,
yeah, yeah, that's what I thought. I thought he killed the lady, and that's why...
That's blood. You didn't see how it, like, smeared? That was blood. Yeah. So he killed the lady, but, you know, you could say, oh, yeah, maybe that was a, like, you know, he was just thinking that, it was a dream. But if it was a dream...
You want to be chased.
Why would he get chased?
It was shot kind of dreamlike, though.
It was. That's the thing.
The window, the lighting.
If it wasn't for the guy chasing him back and forth across the hallway, I would have thought it was a dream. I would have been like, no, that's probably him just thinking that.
Or maybe it's like, that's what he likes, the chaos, right? Like, he likes being chased like that. And because it is, it's like in slow motion, the lighting, the very lighting, dreamlike.
The white.
And the way he was like being chased back and forth, if it was a more realistic approach... Yeah, I don't think they would be chasing him back and forth like that, very like comedic like or something. You know what I mean?
Because
I didn't think about that. But now like that you're telling me that, I was like, maybe it is like his little fantasy. Like he killed her. He's walking. He's getting chased, and he's just like running back and forth, getting chased, and he's like,
yeah, that's no, like his world now. I mean, he did it like imagine with
now
the girl.
Now that I think about it, when he fucking killed, when he was on the subway and he escaped the two people, he was happy as fuck, started dancing and everything.
Yeah.
Not when he killed the two people. When the two cops saw them,
yeah.
Yeah, when he saw them getting their ass beat, he was fucking dancing. Like,
yeah.
He was dancing, yeah. You know, he was like, fuck yeah. I got away from you, bitch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
It could be like a little fantasy.
It could go both ways. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I kind of still think it was, I don't know.
Maybe it could be a dream. I don't know, it's tough.
Just like in his head or something.
Yeah, it could be in his head because the way the halls looked. I mean, if he went one way, how did he get away to go back the other way?
It's interesting, yeah. That's the good thing about this movie. So many things.
So many things that you could just take
from. So many things. All right, I think we can wrap it up, right? Anything else that we missed? Or?
All good.
All good? All right, guys.
We need to get to Los Cayos.
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Anything you want to plug on the camera? You know, like the Hot One show, First We Feast on YouTube? This camera.
It was great being here. Thank you, guys. Thank both of you. You guys are fucking awesome.
Thank you for coming.
Hopefully I'll be back soon.
Yeah, man. All right, guys.
For my fourth run.
For my fourth run. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. And goodbye.
Till next time.